Is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
Stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
There's somebody knocking at the front door.
You're right.
Oliver.
Well, ignore it. Maybe they'll go away.
They didn't go away.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, just say, oh, for the love of, and grab your robe and see who it is.
Oh, for the love of.
Did I wake you up?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I wanted you to be the first to hear the good news. Guess what?
You're 4F.
I'm engaged. I'm going to be married.
Congratulations.
Who was it?
Ralph.
What did she want?
She'll tell you.
You big jerk! Oh, hi, Mrs. Douglas.
What's the matter, Ralph?
Didn't the sorehead tell you the good news? I'm going to be married.
Oh, isn't that marvelous? Who's the lucky man?
Oh, what a horrible thing to say about some poor, nearsighted guy.
If I weren't so happy, I'd kick you right in the slats.
Look, Ralph.
Who is it?
Well, his initials are H.K.
Harry Carey?
Hey, Kimball.
Ralph, I wish you both a lot of happiness.
And so do I. How did it happen?
Well, as you know...
Do you mind if I go back to bed now? I've got an old dream to finish.
Oliver, you're terribly impolite.
Oh, Lisa.
Now, come on. Come on. Tell me all about it. Sit down. You too, Oliver.
Well, as you know, Hanky and I have been going together for almost 8 years, but he was always too shy to pop the question. Well, anyway, last night we went to a drive-in movie like we always do, except this time there was something different.
What was that?
The back seat was broken and he had to sit up front with me.
How did you manage to break it without him knowing it?
Oliver! Go on, Ralph.
Well, anyway, they were showing this torrid love scene between Cary Grant and Sophia Loren, and I turned to Hanky and I said, I bet you can make love better than that.
And what did he do?
Oh, nothing. He'd gone off to get popcorn.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, he was gone about a half an hour when I heard this girl in the next car scream, and I looked over, and the door flew open, and Hanky flew out.
What?
He'd gotten into the wrong car.
The wrong?
Then this big fellow got out, and he started beating up on Hank, and I jumped out, and I started swinging, and I heard the siren, and, well, anyway, coming home from the emergency hospital, Hank proposed... And I accepted before the shot they gave him wore off.
Isn't that a romantic story?
Yeah.
When is the wedding going to be?
A week from next Sunday.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I tell you what we're going to do. Mr. Douglas and I are going to give you the wedding as a present.
Lisa!
Oh, thank you! Thank you! Mm. Oh!
Lisa, why did you say that?
Well, Oliver's just going to be a simple affair. We'll get the chef from the 21 Club from New York to fly it and cater it, and we'll get a big band.
Yeah, how about John Philip Sousa?
Well, if that's who you like, we'll get him.
Lisa, will you please?
Oliver, just leave the details to me.
The one thing I don't understand is why they're getting married. It seems kind of old-fashioned.
What do you mean, old-fashioned?
Well, you hardly see a movie today where anybody's married anymore.
Eb, you're seeing the wrong kind of movies.
No, sir, this was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Nobody was married in that.
Eb, why don't you just...
What are you going to give Ralph and Mr. Kimmel for a wedding present?
We're going to pay for the wedding.
Golly, you're a real generous man. Not with me, but with everybody else.
Look, Eb...
Hey, here comes the blushing bridegroom.
Oh, Eb, why don't you watch
for... Hi, Mr. Douglas. Hi, Eb.
Hiya, Mr. Kimball. I understand congratulations are in order.
Oh, they are? Congratulations. What'd you do?
I didn't... We're talking about the wedding.
Oh, somebody getting married?
You are.
To who?
Ralph Monroe.
Oh, that wedding. Yeah, got engaged last night. Yeah, how do you like the engagement ring up? Oh, I guess I gave it to Ralph. We're going to take turns wearing it.
Oh, boy.
Did you know Mr. Douglas is paying for the wedding?
What wedding?
Yours.
Gee, that's mighty nice of you, Mr. Douglas. I hope you'll invite me. I love weddings.
Yes, if there's room, I'll try to...
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You know, it doesn't seem right to do that to anybody, even to Ralph. Oh, Eb! Lisa? Lisa?
What do you want?
Haven't you started dinner yet?
No, I've been busy. I've been on the phone talking to New York to get the estimates for the wedding.
New York?
Yes, I got 3 estimates. Which one do you want? The most expensive one?
No, the cheapest.
$17,000.
$17,000? How much is the most expensive one?
$98,000. That's with the Rockettes dancing the wedding march.
We don't need the Rockettes.
You don't have any class.
Oh, Lisa, I'm not spending anything like
that. Well, if you just come outside and let me show you what I have in mind. I thought we have the wedding out here on account of all the guests.
Well, how many people are you expecting?
But Ralph gave me the list of her side, 485 people.
485?
12 of them are relatives, and the rest of them are members of the County Carpenters Union.
Oh, great. How many people does Mr. Kimball get to invite?
6, including him. Now, what I had in mind is we have the altar there and the aisle down here.
May I make a suggestion?
Mr. Haney, I didn't hear your truck.
Oh, well, that's easy explained. You see, the motor is tuned to such a high pitch, it can only be heard by dogs.
Oh,
now, shall we talk about the wedding?
Yes, I'd like to hear it.
Lisa, don't get involved with him.
Mr. Douglas, how many weddings have you supervised?
None.
Then I'll thank you to keep your inexperience out of this. Now, the Haney Super Wedding Service comes in a package. We furnish everything except the bride and the bridegroom. Of course, we do supply a standby groom in case the real one don't show up. That way you're not stuck with a lot of soggy hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, we don't intend to have...
Now for the flower arrangements. I suggest that the altar be covered with a bower of nasty sturtiums.
Nasty sturtiums?
Or, if you prefer, chrysanthemums.
Chrysanthemums?
I can see that he don't know much about botany.
No, he doesn't.
Leading to the altar, I suggest a 75-foot red plush carpet. And the ceremony starts promptly at 3.
Why does it have to start at 3?
So's I can get the carpet back to the middle aisle of the Bijou Theater for their evening performance. Now, on one side of the altar, will be an organist, and on the other side, the Tabernacle Choir.
What Tabernacle Choir?
Well, you can have a choice, either the Salt Lake City or the Stankwell Falls. Now, I would recommend the Stankwell Falls Choir. They have a better bass section.
That's what I heard.
Oh, now, where did you hear it?
Now we come to the actual nuptiation part of the ceremony.
I was afraid you were going to forget that.
Now, to perform the wedding ceremony, you have a choice of a ship's captain, a judge who was turned down for the Supreme Court, or a Dalai Lama. Of course, a wedding will have to be moved to Tibet if you want him.
Rob says she wants Mr. Drucker.
A non-union justice of the peace?
Well, she's known him all her life.
It's all right with me. Of course, you realize if you furnish your own justice of the peace, there'll be a corkage charge.
What does that mean?
What about the reception after the ceremony?
Oh, well, I would suggest a buffet table laden with foods from all over the world. Melons from the island of Cassava, and smoked salmon from the delta of the Nile, artichoke hearts from Abyssinia, and chicken livers.
Where does that come from?
Usually from chickens.
I ought to...
What about dancing?
The wedding guest will dance to the music of the ever-popular John Philip Sousa.
That's your favorite.
He can't...
Mr. Haney, what would this cost?
A lot less than you think.
I was thinking of $100.
Well... If you're willing to give up the melons from the island of Cassava, we got a deal.
Ralph! Ralph! Now look what you made me do. Why do you have to hammer at this time? Ow! Oh! Ooh! What's the matter? Your corns bothering you again?
What are you building?
A hope chest. Put all my things in.
What you got you can put in a paper sack.
If I wasn't so happy, I'd bash your head in.
You're not really going to marry that feather-brained Kimball, are you?
Hanky is good and kind and sweet and true. Besides, he loves me.
That's what I said. He's a feather-brain.
Alf, I...
You realize what it'll mean if you marry him? It'll be the end of the Monroe brothers. All those years of chicken coop building gone in one puff of passion.
Alf, look at it this way. You're not losing a brother. You're gaining a county agent.
What do I need a county agent for? Ralph, don't leave me. You know I'm afraid to sleep alone in the house.
Buy yourself a dog.
Nobody can take your place.
Alf, if you...
What have you got in here?
My trosu.
That's my trosu, and these are my pajamas.
Oh, Alf, I just want to borrow them for my wedding night. I haven't got anything feminine to wear.
These are not feminine. They're official Roy Rogers sleepies. But... If you want them, you can have them.
Oh, thanks, Alf. You know, I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, too. We had a lot of fun together.
Yeah. Remember that three-story chicken house we built over to Crabwell Corners?
Yeah. I wonder if that fella ever found a three-story chicken troop.
Oh, do you remember the barn we built for Charlie Kenworthy?
Yeah, we did a great job on that.
Uh-huh. Stood up for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, Sunday it'll all be over. Remember, sis, if it doesn't work out, you can always come back here and be a Monroe brother again.
Thanks, Alf.
Good luck, Ralph.
Lisa, did you iron...
Go in there.
Why not?
Ralph is getting dressed.
I need a handkerchief.
Later.
Nigger.
Oh, you look very handsome.
Yeah, you look beautiful.
Weddings always bring out the beautiful in me.
Oh, you don't need a wedding to look beautiful.
You're after something.
A handkerchief.
I bring out one for you later. How are things going outside?
Oh, fine.
Did Mr. Haney bring the refreshments?
Yeah, the last I saw of him, he was putting prices on the sandwiches.
Oliver!
Oh, don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
Sam, just talk into the mouthpiece.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here
to... No, oh, no, no. You've got to press the button to activate the public address system.
The
Mr. Drucker, what are you doing?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here.
What is that thing?
Well, that's the $35 public address system that you ordered.
I didn't order that!
You didn't? Well, it's right here on the list. Right underneath the Rockette Dancing Girl. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a list for the $800 Blakewell wedding.
I don't care. Look, all I want is what I ordered.
Everything's here.
Where are the chairs for the guests?
Well, they'll be along in a minute. You see, the funeral lasted a little longer than I figured.
The funeral? Look, Mr. Haney...
Oh, by the way, which wedding march do you want the organist to play?
Who's the organist?
Me.
You? A mouth organ?
Well, with the $35 public address system, you don't need all of them pipes. Just listen.
I'm here! I'm here!
Rob!
It was a false alarm.
Well, I told you they weren't ready yet. Now go back into the house and get ready.
All right, promise you'll call me.
She's a nervous wreck.
If you think she's nervous, you ought to see Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, is it time to go yet, Warden?
Oh, relax, relax. It'll be over before you know it.
Yeah, before I know what?
Oh, look, Mr. Kimball here. Hey, come on, come on up. Here.
My legs are weak.
Hey, maybe a little snort would help.
Yeah, maybe it would. Well, you're right, it did help. You know, I keep wondering if I'm making a mistake.
You love Ralph, don't you?
Who's Ralph, don't you?
Ralph Monroe.
Oh, yeah. I guess I love her. Well, every time she comes close, I break out in a cold sweat. My hands get clammy and my legs get weak. Is that love?
Well, either that or she's a Hong Kong flu carrier. Mr. Kimball, having doubts is perfectly natural. Now, you're going to have a beautiful wedding, and you're going to have a lot of fun on your honeymoon.
Could I talk to you man to man?
Hmm?
We see, my father never had a talk with me about, well, you're married, and maybe you could tell me, well, you know, the facts of life.
What do you want to know?
Well, when Ralph and I are alone in the, when do I put on the aftershave lotion?
Try it after you shave.
Do I do that before or after I take off my shoes?
Look, don't worry about it. These things have a way of taking care of themselves.
They do? Boy, I feel better already.
Look, it won't be long now before Mr. Drucker ties the knot. Oh, come on. Easy. Relax. I got you.
If there be any man here with reason why these two should not be joined in holy wedlock, let him speak now or forever after hold his peace. Do you, Ralph Waldo Monroe, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Henry Wadsworth Kimball, take this woman for your lawful wedded wife?
Answer him.
What was the question?
Just say I do, dummy.
I do, dummy.
Now, who has the ring? Take this ring and place it on her finger and say, with this ring, I thee wed.
Well, say it.
Why should I say it? It's his ring.
Mr. Kimball, you have to say it.
I do, dummy.
No. With this ring, I thee wed.
Oh, with this wed, I thee ring.
Is that close enough?
That's fine.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Hanky, I'm waiting.
Oh. Welcome aboard.
Good luck, Mrs. Kimball.
Mrs. Kimball, doesn't that sound wonderful, Hanky?
Mrs. Kimball? You can't use that. That's my mother's name.
Congratulations, Hank.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Throw the bouquet.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Well, that's over.
Oh, that was a wonderful wedding.
Well, everything satisfactory?
Oh, yes, Mr. Haney. It was very nice.
Thank you. Your bill.
The bride isn't cold yet, and... All right, I'll send you a check in the morning. Come on, Lisa. Time for some champagne.
Oh, you sure tie a neat knot, Sam.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Mr. Drucker, that was a beautiful ceremony.
Yeah, it was a real doobie walker. Well, I'm glad you liked it. You know, this marks kind of a milestone in my career. This is the 295th wedding I've performed since I became a Justice of the Peace.
Well, congratulations.
Sam, can anyone be a Justice of the Peace?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. All you gotta do is apply to the state capitol for a license. Then you just have to make sure that you renew it every 10 years. Like I have to renew mine the 10th of this month.
Last Wednesday was the 10th.
Last Wednesday? It was?
Huh?
Holy smoke, I've expired.
And they're not really married. But Oliver, they're on their honeymoon. Do you know what that means?
Now, that ain't funny. You realize my sister's going to a motel with an unmarried man?
Hank, you better go get the bags.
Oh, yeah. I'll be right back.
So put me down.
Oh, yeah.
Hanky?
What?
Aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?
Where are you going?
Well, you're going out to get the bags. It'll be the first time we've been separated since we were married.
How about that?
Hank, there's something missing in here.
There is. What?
The room doesn't have a B-E-D.
You mean bed.
Mother was right. All men are beasts.
Gee, all I said was... Oh.
I wonder if it's in here.
Oh. Gee, I never slept standing up before.
You have to pull it down.
Oh.
Well, not in front of me. Hank, why don't you go outside for a little while and have a smoke?
Oh. I don't smoke.
Well, why don't you buy a newspaper?
I already read it.
Hank, why don't you just go outside for about 15 minutes while I...
Oh, I see what you mean. No, I don't see what you mean.
Just go take a walk.
Yes, sir.
Who's there?
Me.
Oh, for the love of... What are you doing here? You're supposed to be on your honeymoon.
Oh, fine honeymoon.
What happened?
It was terrible. When we got to the motel room, I asked Hanky to go out and take a walk for 15 minutes till I got comfortable. First thing I know, a woman starts screaming in the next room. The door flies open and Hanky flies out and this... Big fella comes out and starts beating up on him, and I hear sirens, and, well, he's in the emergency hospital again.
Oh, brother.
Well, it's a good thing, because after you left, we found out that Mr. Drucker was expired.
What?
His license was no good. You and Hank were never married.
We weren't? You mean if Hank had come back and...
As soon as I've had some coffee.
Oliver!
Where am I?
Oh, you're safe.
But I'm married.
Oh, don't worry. As soon as Mr. Kimball comes out of the hospital, we have another wedding.
Shall we discuss the arrangements?
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.